You are listening to the Improv Save My Life podcast, brought to you on Bits, the Boston Improv Talk Station. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Improv Save My Life podcast, episode 93. This is going to be a different episode. It's just me, and I want to touch on a subject that affects a lot of comedians and improvisers. So if you're looking for a funny episode, not that a lot of them are really funny, this might not be the one for you, but I think you should check it out, especially if you have any anxiety, depression, or addiction issues. I just want to talk about that subject for a little bit. So, I'll give you a little background on myself. Grew up in Dorchester, Mass, my whole life. Have a history of alcoholism and depression and suicide in the family. So from the time I was 19 to the time I was 33, 14 years, most of my adult life, I was a very, very bad alcoholic. Pretty much drank from the moment I got out of work or sometimes during work until, basically I passed out or, bar closed, or sometimes I'd hang out after the bar closed, but I drank hard. I drank shots and mixed drinks and beer, probably more than anybody you know has ever put down and stayed alive. And I did it every night. I'd say over the course of 14 years, maybe I didn't drink maybe 20 days altogether, and not consecutively either, and mostly because I was sick and I couldn't get out to the bar or something like that. But I was there every night. I knew how to manipulate people into buying me drinks. I was able to run a tab at this bar, and I paid every 2 weeks. When I got paid, it would get up to $700 sometimes, more than half my paycheck, you know. Struggled with that for years and years. I didn't want to do it, you know. I did want to do it, but there was a big part of me that didn't want to do it either. But, you know, it's addiction, so it's tough to get around. And 3 years ago, after this 14-year battle with alcoholism, which I'm still fighting, I went to detox and rehab, and I got sober. I quit drinking. Still smoked a little weed, but, you know, I was proud of myself. And that lasted for 2.5 years, and it was hard, but not as hard as I thought it was going to be. I had really no interest in drinking again. I was feeling better about myself, and I started to enjoy life. I got into improv, because after I stopped drinking, I still just continued to hang out at this bar, and it was a bad idea, but it's all I knew. You know, I had no outside hobbies. All I did was drink. Had fun times, you know. I had a lot of fun times, and then I had a lot of bad times. But by the end of it, it was really bad. I was a wreck. I looked homeless. You know, I basically counted on my parents for support. You know, a place to live. I fucked up a lot of relationships. I stole, I lied, cheated, you know, everything. You know, I'm not proud, but I'm just, the reason I'm doing this podcast is I want, if anybody can relate to any of this, to take away something from it. You know, maybe, if you have anxiety, depression, or addiction issues, this might help you. And I want people, I started this podcast because, improv did save my life. It really did. I probably wouldn't be here without it. It means a lot to me. I like doing it. Oh, I love doing it. You know, I try to give back. I do, indie shows and stuff, free of charge. I do the Improv Cares thing, and I'm not, trying to, pimp out my shows and stuff, so I'm not gonna get into that. But I do a lot of shows. I've been through training centers. I've Been on Improv Asylum House teams. I've created my own shows. I just submitted some shows to IB. Long story short, over the last 3 months or so, and I've always been kind of depressed. I'd say like out of a 100 scale, I was constantly walking around at a 50, but it was manageable. I just was like, this is what life is, you know, I'll make the best of it. And, you know, it was tough, but it was manageable. Over the last 3 months, it's not been manageable. I don't know what really happened to me, but I'm struggling, you know. Every day feels like the worst day of my life. And it gets increasingly worse. Basically, from the moment I get up to the moment I fall asleep, I just hate myself. My brain is just attacking me. And it's mean. It's mean. It's bad. It's really bad. So I sought out treatment for the first time for mental health issues. I'm on short-term disability from work. You know, and all this makes me feel bad, too, because I feel like I should be able to work, but I can't. I just can't focus on anything right now. I got into a car accident the other day just because I wasn't paying attention. Face hit the windshield, and then I'm so down, it didn't matter. At this point, it's like, whatever happens, it's like, whatever. You know, it's, I don't feel much emotion at all except for sadness. If you're listening at this point and you're like, I don't want to hear this guy bitch the whole time, then this probably isn't the podcast for you, because this is pretty much how it's going to go. But if you are listening, thank you, and hopefully maybe you can take away something from this, or you know somebody that could take away something from this. Back to me, I started seeking treatment. I'm on meds for the first time, and it's supposed to take a couple of weeks, 2 to 4 weeks to kick in. I'm really not feeling anything yet, but I'm counting on it, and I'm doing full-time group therapy, and it helps, and I try to pay attention and take away what I can from it. Some of the stuff is kind of silly to me. Like, we have to draw pictures of cats. Like, this isn't helping me. but I understand why they're doing it. And, some, you know, other people get, everybody gets something different out of it. And I appreciate everybody that works there. So I'm doing that. I'm on the meds. It's not helping yet, but I'm confident it will, and I'm actually feeling a little bit better. Even today, I'm feeling a little bit better. But it's tough, and I don't know what to do. You know, like, I've never been through this before. You know, I've been at a 50. I feel like I'm as low as you can go now. Like, it's bad, you know. But I'm trying to keep doing positive things. I'm still doing the podcast. I canceled the last four, kind of last minute, and I apologize to those guests. I want to reschedule, but it's hard talking to people right now. To the Boston Annual Improv Tournament, and the first week, I went in with a friend, drove in, and I was in the car. I had the boombox and some supplies we need, plus I was hosting it and performing with one of my groups, and it was hard. I couldn't get out of the car for like 10 minutes. I was just shaking, and this is all new, like anxiety, like it's hard to be around people. And that's new. Like, I don't have stage fright, at least, you know, probably my first couple shows, but, we've done, you know, sold out shows at Improv Asylum House teams, and no nerves. Like, I'm like, yeah, bring it on. You know, I'm psyched. But all that's kind of going away from me right now, and I hope it comes back. And performing is one of the few things right now that gives me a little pleasure, and I can get out of my head and just be on stage, and I can be somebody else, kind of, you know. So I have a ton of shows going on now. I have a ton of... I'm going to take a level 3 at IB starting tomorrow. Saturday the 15th. Speaking of which, just a brief aside, if you're listening to this on Saturday the 15th, come to the Riot at 8 p.m. for Rhythm and Laughs. We have an awesome musician, Molly Brulé, acoustic singer-songwriter, super talented. She's going to play 5 to 6 of her own songs. After each song, myself and someone else will go and talk to her about the lyrics and, you know, what they meant, and just kind of get a little more detail, and then we'll improvise like a 5 to 6 minute montage based on that song. So you're getting good music, you're getting good improv. Some of the best improvisers I know are performing at this. And then you also get a 20-minute stand-up set by Sean Bedgood, who's a really hilarious stand-up comedian. So you're getting stand-up, music, improv, $10, hour and a half. You will enjoy it. So I could use the support. It'd be nice to see some people there, but I understand everybody has their own stuff going on, so I don't take it personal. But so I'm starting class at IB tomorrow. What's also scary is I started drinking again. I started drinking a week ago, Thursday, and I kept going. I rationalized giving myself a week, and I have every intention. So a week would have been yesterday, Thursday, and I didn't drink today, and I don't plan to drink again. It was a bad idea, very bad idea, and I forgot how out of control I can get. Just, I can't just have a drink. Like, I need to get fucked up, like, bad. And I thought maybe it would make me feel better. I kind of knew it wouldn't, but I wanted to feel something different than what I was feeling. And it was a bad, bad idea. You know, I'm disappointed in myself. 2.5 years is, you know, an accomplishment for me. And I really thought I had it, you know, kicked. But, you know, you're an addict. If you're an addict, you're an addict for life. You can be a recovering addict, which I was, but... and I am again now. Well, I'm starting the process. It's the first day, but I think I know I can do it. But you know, I feel like I disappointed my family, and everybody that supported me. Like, one of the bartenders came to my 1 year chip ceremony at AA, and that meant the world to me. It really did. Just somebody cared. I think that's a source of anxiety for me, is that I feel like people, a lot of it's in my head. I think people like me because I'm a nice guy, but as soon as I leave the room, they don't even think twice about me. I'll go out for a cigarette, like an intermission for a show or something like that, and I go over, I usually see like a group of guys that I know or, you know, something like that, and I'll go stand by myself because I figure they don't want me involved in their conversation. And usually they'll be like, hey, Tom, you know, what are you doing? Get over here. And that's how I feel a lot of the time, most of the time. And even when it doesn't happen, they might be having a personal conversation or something like that, or they're everybody has their own stuff going on. But I do take these things personally, and I shouldn't. I think people think I'm weird. You know, I think people think I'm, like, creepy or something. I don't know. It's tough walking around in my skin, and, you know, I'm a white male in America in good physical health. Well, I'm overweight, but I mean, I'm not dying of any terminal diseases or anything. I should be grateful. Out of positions to be in, a lot of people would be very happy to be in this position where you live in a major city, you have a house. Well, I don't own a house, but you have some place to live. And I feel bad about feeling bad for myself, because I want to support, you know, these type of, you know, people. That came out wrong. you know, I feel bad that I'm feeling pity for myself when there's people that have it a lot worse than me, but I can't get out of my head. So, my plans going forward, I want to keep doing shows, because that helps me. I want to keep trying to support the community any way I can. And if anybody is going through something similar and they want to talk, by all means, contact me. I'm not, like, particularly good place myself right now, but sometimes, you know, you just need somebody to talk to. So I'm gonna keep doing shows. I am going to try to keep doing the podcast. I'm gonna try to come up with more creative things. I wanna get back to where I was, but I wanna get even further than that. I wanna be better than I was. And I think I can. It's not gonna be easy. It's going to require a lot of self-reflection and changing the way I think. And hopefully the mental, honestly. But I need to learn to be positive. And I believe in myself. And I believe, like, there's very few things, positive things, I think about myself. I have very low self-esteem, but I know I'm a pretty good free throw shooter in basketball, and I know I'm a good improviser. I really think I am, you know, and I take a lot of pride in that. I love and respect everybody in the improv community. It's a great community, and I want to thank everybody for, you know, being cool. Only thing I would say is, you know, and not to me, just in general, you know, be nice to each other, guys. You know, if you see somebody have a good show, tell them that. You know, that means a lot to a lot of people. And it just has to be like, hey, good show. Hey, I like that scene. Or I like your dress or anything, you know. And I'll just try to be supportive, I guess. And not that people aren't. That's not what I'm saying at all. But just, you know, throw a little extra in there. Even if somebody didn't have a great performance, but you saw they were nervous, or you could pick out one particular thing that they did that was funny or interesting, you know, let them know that. But aside from that, you know, I have a lot of personal goals I want to get to, health-wise. You know, I want to learn to play the guitar. I want to learn to freestyle rap. You know, I want to learn to beatbox. I want to do a documentary. So it's not, I'm down right now. It's bad, but I'm actually feeling a little bit better today, and I'm optimistic, and, you know, I gotta follow through. I need to follow through and do these things, and sitting around feeling sorry for myself is not gonna help anything. So you will see me, and I will be improving. So thank you for listening. God bless you all, and have a good day. Bye.